I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governors no longer will be able to distribute grant money without detailed guidelines approved by lawmakers. State Senator Jason Berrickman is on the Legislative Audit Commission. He says the law relates to an audit of an anti-gang program that distributed $50 million some years ago with no discernible results.
Some of the most violent pockets of the city of Chicago didn't even receive money. It was all seemed to be driven by political decisions made in the Quinn administration.
Berrickman says the measure passed with bipartisan support. He says it recognizes separation of powers between the legislative and executive branches. In other news, a report attempts to give a more accurate picture of the cost of crime in Illinois. Brian Mackey has more.
The report looks at recidivism, that is, people who get out of prison and are convicted of a new crime. That happens to nearly half of Illinois' inmates within 3 years of getting out. The Sentencing Policy Advisory Council estimates that'll cost more than $13 billion over the next several years. Council Director Catherine Saltmarsh says that figure goes beyond traditional measures like how much Illinois spends on prisons and police.
If we want to know the true cost of crime, you have to look at victimizations. You have to account for crimes that aren't reported. You have to account for more esoteric economic measures that essentially recognize a dollar spent on prison is a dollar not available for something else.
Saltmarsh says even a modest reduction in the recidivism rate could save billions of dollars over the next decade. I'm Brian Mackey.
A federal judge ruled the Justice Department does not have the authority to withhold grants from the city of Chicago because of its policies that provide sanctuary to immigrants. The city sued Attorney General Jeff Sessions after sanctuary cities were ordered to give 48 hours notice before releasing from custody immigrants who entered the country illegally. The Justice Department also sought access to jails by federal agents and the sharing of citizenship information. U.S. District Judge Harry Leinenweber granted a permanent injunction against the three conditions and denied a Justice Department motion to dismiss the suit. Sessions warned the city would not be eligible for public safety grants if it didn't comply. The city contends the Justice Department is overstepping its legal authority. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. With the race for Illinois governor heating up, turnout on Election Day could favor Democrats. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
If the numbers from the March primary are an indication, Jack Tischner, host of Illinois Lawmakers, says the governor's race will not be boring.
1.2 million Democrats plus voted in the race for governor, compared to just over 703,000 for Republicans in that Rauner-Ives contest. So if you see something like that shaping up, that could be really interesting.
The race is expensive. A recent story on WLS television says the Rauner and Pritzker campaigns are spending, on average, $300,000 a day. I'm Kevin Boucher.
An SIUC employee is presenting his comprehensive plan to increase enrollment. Paralegal Studies Interim Director Daniel Silver says his five-point plan will bring in more students quickly and help keep them on campus. He says there has been a concerted effort over the years to not deal with enrollment.
We have things that we're doing, but they're too little too late. And whenever there's a unique idea that requires bold action, there's a tendency to say, well, let's look at that for 3 years or 5 years. Let's do some investigation. And then 3 or 5 years later, it's another person in there. And let's look at it for 5 years. And let's look at it for 5 years. And over time, very little gets done.
Silver's plan includes reducing tuition and fees, cutting salaries for the university's highest paid, and targeting public advertising. I'm Jennifer Fuller.